May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I think you all will be very quick to agree with me that many of the commands in the Bible are actually quite difficult to obey. Love your neighbor, forgive those who sin against you. All these seem to be hard enough to follow, isn't it? But in our second reading today, Paul doesn't just say things which are difficult to follow, but even gives out an advice which seems sheer impossible to obey. What was he thinking when he said, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks"? This advice sounds ridiculous, isn't it? If he had only said, "Rejoice a lot, pray often, and try to be thankful," perhaps we could succeed in that. Yet, in his letter to the Thessalonians, Paul very specifically chose these sort of exclusive words, always, without ceasing, and in everything. His choice of words is especially interesting when we look at the circumstance which prompted him to write that letter in the first place. Thessalonica was a prominent seaport located in Macedonia, and the city had a very, very large Jewish population. The faith of the Jews was great, and it attracted many Gentiles, and they too believed in the one true God of Israel. Until, of course, Paul arrived in the city. He, as always, began preaching in the Jewish synagogues. Paul's words were very convincing, and many Jews, as well as Gentiles, accepted Christ as their true Savior. As we can easily imagine, his success also stirred up jealousy and chaos. Just after a couple of weeks, a riot broke out in the city, and Paul had to flee for his life. But Paul's heart was still with the people of Thessalonica, who were now being severely persecuted. He was very worried about his newborn spiritual children. After all, he had only been able to teach them for a very short period of time, and he was worried that they would not be able to hold up their faith under severe persecution. Anxiously, Paul sends back his friend Timothy to see how the church is doing, and he is delighted to hear in turn that the church is still standing firm in their faith. Paul was really impressed by the Thessalonians' faithfulness. So full of joy, he pens this letter of encouragement to the Thessalonians, saying, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks." But are these really the right words to use when we are confronted with a suffering community? How can we make sense of this? What if the Thessalonians didn't really feel like rejoicing always? Should they just ignore their feelings or put on a mask? The answer to these questions becomes especially relevant as we are approaching Christmas. Christmas is traditionally the time when people feast, rejoice, and enjoy. There seems to be no room for those who are not in the mood to burst out into praise and laughter. Yet, there are many reasons why some of us might not exactly feel like celebrating. A chronic illness, the mental health of a loved one, the sudden loss of someone, or a strained relationship are just a couple of reasons why some people might not be looking forward to Christmas. So what do we do with Paul's impossible commands? Paul himself doesn't offer any practical help as to how this goal of rejoicing always can ever become achievable, isn't it? But he gives us a hint. Just listen once more to what he actually says. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And then he goes on to say, "May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through." So in other words, Paul is fully aware that it's not possible for human beings to rejoice always. But that's why he's also pointing in his letter to Jesus. Paul's confidence rests in the nature of Christ, who is faithful to accomplish what we are not able to do in the flesh. He never intended to simply tell people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. On the contrary, Paul was smart enough to know that what ultimately inspires rejoicing, prayerfulness, and gratitude is a life of consistently and consciously focusing on Jesus. And when we focus on Jesus, our ultimate role model, the one who is both God and human, we'll find that he always, always showed genuine empathy, despite of what his personal situation was. One of the last miracles Jesus performs before his passion is the raising of Lazarus. He performs this miracle fully aware that he is just a few steps away from the cross, yet he is not focused on his own situation, but fully engages with the people around him. Jesus is genuinely moved by the people who mourn because of Lazarus' death. He doesn't hold back his tears and weeps. So I really think that Jesus would want us to express our emotions in a healthy way. But even more than that, time and again, Jesus also proved that he is able to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in every circumstance. The Last Supper is such an example. Sitting around a table during the Last Supper, Jesus knew that in just a short time, he would be crucified and abandoned by family and friends. Knowing such suffering was about to take place, he stood before those whom he loved so much, and he ministered to them, including to the one who was going to betray him. He washed their feet, and he praised God by giving thanks to him. And we also know that Jesus prayed without ceasing every day of his life, but especially on the night before his crucifixion. So for Paul, it was crystal clear that we can only overcome difficult circumstances when we look to the thorny crown Christ was wearing. Only Christ can provide both comfort and the strength to persist in faith and to overcome. Paul's words were actually not based on a shallow concept. They stemmed from his own experience. Paul knew quite a bit about suffering. He had been in prison several times, had been flogged, was beaten with rods, pelted with stones, he was shipwrecked, he had been in danger all the time. Often, he labored without sleep, food, drink, or anything to wear. Yet he had learned over time a certain way of life which helped him to tackle every issue which came across. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything is founded upon the firm belief that our destiny and our very life rests in God's hands. So when we come across people who are suffering, there is only one right way to respond to them. We should show them genuine empathy. And like Paul, we should share how Christ helped us to overcome the darkest periods of our own life and point them to the hidden jewels in Jesus' thorny crown. Jesus, after all, was not born just to celebrate. He was born to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty and the year of the Lord's favor. Therefore, we can only communicate this same message if we genuinely follow in his footsteps. So may the Lord Jesus help us to accomplish what is impossible and gain what surpasses all understanding. Amen.